All right, so we are recording now, just so you know. Everyone, Mike, would you like to go over business before we go into what's happening?
Yes. Welcome to the podcast They Call Comes Naturally. As always, this podcast is brought to you completely free, so if you want to show any type of support whatsoever, we ask you to do a few things. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. Second, go to Twitter. Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter handle is at Comes Natural Pod.
Yes, it is. You guys are fucking me up so bad. There's so much.
Don't look over here.
I can't
look at look at Joe. Look longingly into Joe's eyes.
I don't want to do that either. I'm gonna look at the wall.
Like that's gonna fucking help.
Yeah, like, share Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Go to iTunes. Hit subscribe, rate, and review, and download all the past episodes if you haven't done so already. And tell everybody you know to download the podcast and listen to it. Download's important. Listening to it's meh. This is already a nightmare. I hate this already.
It's fine. All right, so today's a special day. But comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody, and our special guest via FaceTime this right now is
Clint.
Yay, Clint.
Yay.
I thought he was going to miss his cue there for a second.
He almost did because he forgot his mic was muted.
Not the mic. I thought I was muted.
I'd never mute you. Hi, Hurley.
Actually, speak of the devil?
Yeah, I know. I saw him.
He's always there.
Hurley. Well, if you're in the room, the door's not shut. He's going to be there.
Yeah, I know.
For you who aren't able to see the video right now, Hurley is Clint's cat, and he's everywhere, like right there. And sit on the keyboard, sit on the keyboard, sit on the keyboard. There he goes.
Yeah, he's on the keyboard.
Yep. All right, so today's show, special guest via the internets, is our number one listener and fan, Clint.
Is that number one as far as...
As far as I know, you're the only one that listens to it constantly, so besides Mike, but he doesn't count because he's on the show.
I don't think I've missed one yet.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
Better than we can say about someone on this podcast.
What is your favorite episode, Mike? And describe it in detail.
Go.
The Delverton one was really good.
Oh, wow. He actually I was being sarcastic.
No, he's listening. That's why I say.
Oh, good.
He's our number one listener because he's literally listened to every single episode. So he shares our pain for all of them we have. I was going to say a number, but I'm not too sure what we're at, so.
57?
Eh, you could be right.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Over a year?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We literally wasted an entire year plus of your life with this podcast so far.
No, I
wouldn't say it's wasted, but it's like pretty fucking close.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
61. We're at 61. This would be 62.
Awesome.
So? So today's topic, I guess we're going to go over, is top three guilty pleasure movies.
You want to explain?
So, basically, our definition of guilty pleasure movie is something that we enjoy that maybe everybody else hates
or
thinks
is
awful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
How do you want to do this?
We have a special guest, unlike normal. So we will let Clint start with his number three.
Okay, so we're going to go three
Mike's
all around.
Trying to pet
and then
Clint's spot where he would normally be if he was here in Arizona with us. That's creepy.
He'd sit right.
You can't see it. Hold on.
No, I know where you're at in the room. You're at the door.
Right. This would be your face.
He's groping your face right now.
That's other stuff.
And he went low. Oh, and by the way, Clint's a big fan of basketball shorts as well. No belts to have to worry about.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Someone give me some man sanitizer.
Man sanitizer?
Comfort. Man sanitizer? He thinks you're dirty. All right, so anyway, so we'll start with Clint's number three.
I have to say this before I start, though. I love bad movies. I'm kind of unashamed about loving bad movies.
That's all right.
So my list is actually like 25, but I did narrow it down to three.
Jesus. Yeah, he's an
overachiever. I love bad movies. So my number three would be Phenomenon. John Travolta gets struck by lightning. Horrible movie.
Is that why you like
Nobody
it?
Nobody likes it but me.
I totally forgotten about that movie.
So do the rest of everybody else, except for Clint.
I like that movie.
Clint owns it on Laserdisc.
No way.
Yeah.
You own a laser disc?
Just kidding. He would if he had a chance, though.
Do you have a problem with the fact that in that movie he's kind of a crazy stalker because he keeps buying that chick's furniture and he's got like thousands of her handcrafted chairs in his house when she comes over and it's all creepy? Like, does that
the whole
part
movie's kind of creepy? It's John Travolta.
Also, isn't he borderline? I'm going to say the word retarded at the beginning of the movie, though.
No, he's just a real normal dude.
Okay, I'm trying to remember.
Like a mechanic, and
because I always get Phenomenon and Michael mixed up.
He's an angel, Michael.
Yeah, I know. But like, I could always forget.
Oh, Michael should totally be. Michael's my number three. Spoiler.
It's not a guilty pleasure. I thought that was a good movie. No,
it's bad.
It's really bad movie.
I watched it like recently. It's pretty rough.
I think it's regarded as a bad movie.
Really?
I think, yeah.
He's got wings in it though. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite part about the movie?
John Travolta.
Maybe
hit
when it
lightning?
Ends? I don't know. I couldn't tell you the favorite part.
When it
the
ends,
movie.
That's horrible. I really like this movie. It was really good when it ended.
When it ended.
When it ended. It's a bad movie. There's no doubt about it. It's a horrible, horrible movie, but I like watching it. If it's on TV, I'm going to watch it.
I should have put Powder on my list.
I thought about it.
Powder is a good one.
Yeah.
Powder's dope. You can't put any Jeff Goldblum movie on a guilty pleasure
list.
Yes,
you can. Jurassic Park 2.
I thought about that too as well.
Yep.
But that was just a bad movie, period.
People enjoy that movie.
I have to enjoy it for it to be a guilty pleasure.
So I have a question. Who has a movie on the list that they're terribly embarrassed by?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I kind of made my own rules for this because I am very like I know that I like a lot of shitty movies, much like you. So knowing this group, I went ahead and picked three chick flicks that I actually dig that I've watched multiple times that I really don't like telling people that I watched and liked.
Coyote Ugly.
No, it's
damn it. I'm gonna guess Spice World.
That's a little over the line, sir.
Yeah. Oh, and also that's weird. It looks like Clint's editing his list now. That's so strange.
Bridesmaids.
I like Bridesmaids. I'm not ashamed to. I like Bridesmaids.
Is that on your list though?
No. On your list? Okay. No.
Okay. No, that's not high enough.
People think that's a good movie though, so.
It would be classified as guilty pleasure.
All right. Well, let's go. Mike will go his third one right now.
My number three was actually Dirty Dancing.
That's a bad movie?
That also made my list.
I would really consider that a bad movie,
but a lot of dudes will not admit that they like it, though.
It's true.
Like, a lot of guys. That's kind of where I went with it, because I can talk about, you know, Judge Dredd and all the old Stallone movies and everything like that, but... Like, a lot of dudes will admit that they like those shitty movies. Like, Little Nicky is pretty awful, but I love it.
That movie's dope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's a shit movie. But, like, I don't have any problem with telling people that I like that movie. Dirty Dancing, I don't volunteer that to anybody. And you'll see, as you get into number two and number one of my list, you guys are probably going to call me a certain name. And I don't care, because...
Was Ghost also in your list?
No. I'm not ashamed. Everyone loves Ghost.
Crap, what's the other one?
Is Ghost with a bad Bacon? Enough movie, though? It's kind of a good
Footloose?
One.
Ghost is a well-put-together movie, though. Yeah. Like, Ghost is universally acceptable.
Have you watched it lately? Those ghost effects, like the bad ghosts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awful.
That's like Conan the Barbarian.
I think it's the least annoying Demi Moore has ever been in a movie, too. Which is a plus?
Yes.
Striptease. She was pretty not annoying in that.
Yeah?
Well, that's because she was naked.
Well...
There was acting in that movie.
Clint saw right to the acting.
Yeah.
All right, so, Joe, what's your number three?
My number three is Jingle All the Way.
Oh, he did put it on the list.
I did put it on the list.
You fucking scumbag.
I love that movie. Every Christmas, some channel plays it, and I cannot stop watching it.
Then all of a sudden, their ratings drop to the fucking floor, like, well, we remember why we didn't play it last year.
It's not a great movie.
No.
It stars Sinbad. But
the caveat is
the second lead. Come on.
But, he's the second lead.
But the word
to
lead
Arnold
is in
Schwarzenegger.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, lead.
Because besides Arnold Schwarzenegger, he does get the
Anakin in that one too. Isn't that the little
kid? Jake, the little Anakin, young Anakin's
in that. Young Anakin.
He plays Schwarzenegger's son.
No,
Jar Jar's Anakin.
I love it. It's just a stupid, good Christmas movie. And that's it.
I mean, it's no Deck the Halls. I couldn't even say that without laughing. Jesus.
I watched Deck the Halls in theaters.
Were you working at the theater at the time?
Yeah, that's the time when I was watching everything.
That doesn't count.
But yeah, it's pretty bad.
If you paid money to see it.
I love Danny DeVito movies, though.
Yeah, you do.
So I don't have much of a problem admitting that one either.
That's a list of all its own.
Yeah, I could have just made top three worst Danny DeVito movies that I like, and I would have had six.
Renaissance Man.
Yeah.
Marky Mark's Finest Work.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Billy Crystal was in that, so you can't not like it.
It's true.
Cody?
My number three is The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension.
Wow.
With RoboCop himself.
Wow.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, don't worry. It's an awesome movie.
I think I've seen it once.
Yeah, I watch it every year. I own it on Blu-ray.
From the look on Joe's face when you said it, it might not be an awesome movie.
Oh, you shut your fucking mouth. Spice World, all right?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What's your number two? Clint? That's a pull one from the list. Pull one from the list.
Hold on.
Spice World.
All right, yeah, Spice World.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
What a homo. Which is fine. Your life choices are perfectly okay as long as Mike gets the fuck your couch. And that's not a euphemism. That's an actual thing.
Not dry fuck. Like, come on. I didn't whip it out.
He's going to do it through his shorts. So he has to clean off is his underwear and portions of the metal backing of your couch.
Ow.
Mike likes it rough.
I guess.
What'd you do to my couch where you're here?
I go hard or go home.
Holy shit. I need a reinforced couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two things Mike does hard, and fucking's one of them. I thought he was getting up and leaving. I literally thought he was getting ready to leave. All of a sudden he's laughing and I see his torso. I'm like, did we just lose Clint? Is he like, you hear his headset
Sorry,
just fucking fly
behind the
oh so your cat doesn't lay on it and cancel everything?
Well, no, like the keyboard is here, I just moved it to the side.
Oh, because we locked the door so no cats can get in because they'll
okay so a little explanation behind
go ahead Spice Girl, it's fine.
So I'm in high school. The Spice Girls are really big. It's a really fun movie. Stop jerking off. There's four out of the five hot chicks in the movie dancing around. It was awesome. I was like 17 when it came out.
Four out of five.
So yeah. Which one wasn't?
Sporty is not hot.
No. Oh, Sporty. I thought. Oh, no, you like them black, so that's okay.
What's racist?
I didn't say I didn't. I'm just saying you like them black. Mostly because they're tall.
I like tall women.
Yeah.
Joe probably relates.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're about 6 feet tall, Cody, you'll understand, but you won't understand.
No, never. But I do like them tall. I'll climb a tree.
Yeah. So that was my horrible, embarrassing movie. And
we haven't got the number one yet. But Mike, what's your number two?
Mike. Yeah. Mike.
He's changing it because he took his answer.
No.
I've
never seen that movie. Honest to God.
He's never seen it without masturbating.
No, literally.
Or
no.
Finishing.
I'm aware of the movie, but just to remind you guys of the age difference.
Fuck you.
There's an age difference. Of when
By the way, Clint, when you graduated high school, Mike was born.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike.
What? This is a true fact. This is a Snapple fact.
Yeah. It's on the Snapple
21.
Lid.
I
might as well fucking be.
I just got the titles mixed up for number two. I can't remember which one it is, but it's the, I think it's Double Team? No. It's
Double Impact.
Dennis Rodman and Van Damme?
Yeah. Double Impact.
Yeah. For every time that movie's on TV, I stop and I finish it.
No, wait, Double
Every Well, because there's a
double
bunch of
Double Impact is the one where Jean-Claude plays a twin.
That,
plays
is that,
twins.
No, that's Face Off. That was on my list.
No, Face Off is
John Travolta and
it says Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. So just in general, Jean-Claude Van Damme movies.
No, Face Off didn't have Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It did have Jean-Claude.
How
Face
can you
off?
Like something John with Travolta, Dennis Rodman?
No. Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage
The other worst actor. The one that doesn't know karate.
Yeah.
Or whatever that shit is that he does.
Krav Maga, something. Who knows? Who cares?
Joe, why are you pointing me with authority?
Don't shit on Nicolas Cage. He does his best.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He was
Superman
at
really
one point.
Good too.
Okay.
Double Team. Double Team is the name of the movie.
Double Team.
Double Team.
Double Team is the one with Rodman.
It's a horseshit movie. It is so bad.
And it has Dennis Rodman in it.
And isn't... that's the one Rob Schneider's in too, right?
Oh my God. If Rob Schneider's in that movie...
Isn't that Rob Schneider in that one?
No, Mickey Rourke plays the bad guy.
No, I thought he was... What's the one where Rob Schneider pulls the rickshaw with Bang Dam in the back of it? Or is that just a dream I had?
I think you're fantasy casting a movie.
I'm looking at the list and I don't see Rob Schneider in here.
Type in, and someone has Google up, right? Type in Rob Schneider and Jean-Claude Van Damme. There's a movie they did together.
I don't think there was.
I'm pretty sure I'll find this it. Up. All right, Joe, go to your number two.
My number two is The Rock.
Yeah. That's a good choice because it's not good.
I love that movie. I honestly don't see how people think that would be a bad movie. It is one of Nicolas Cage's best movies that he's ever done. It honestly is.
That's a really good movie.
Why
does Cody call that bad?
Because everyone does?
No. I don't think everyone does.
See, I put it on the list because I was asking last night, like, I was putting out some ideas of what might be bad movies, and I said The Rock because I know I love it, but I never hear anybody else talking about it.
Haha, fuck you guys, knockoff. Jean-Claude Van Damme and Rob Schneider, knockoff.
Is that a movie or a TV movie?
That's a movie. It's a movie. And it has one star on Rotten Tomato.
That's pretty good.
It's 8% right now.
8%?
I don't think
everybody listening, I want you to go to Rotten Tomatoes and give them knockoff a 5-star rating.
IMDb has it at 2.5 stars.
Ooh.
So go fuck yourself.
We're going to see if we have any reach on this podcast. I want everyone listening to go to Rotten Tomatoes, go to knockoff, and give it 5 stars. I want to see if we can't raise that bitch up a little bit.
And I will put that in the Facebook post so everyone has a link to it.
Does it say how many people have rated it?
Let me go to it real quick.
And iTunes, too. Go to iTunes. I doubt it's available on iTunes.
iTunes, like, we're wasting fucking server space with this.
5-star that bitch on iTunes.
You buy it on iTunes, they send you a DVD. Still cheaper than putting it
in. It's in a red box envelope.
It came out in 1998.
Why does it say Netflix on it? Oh, well. I'm just trying to get rid of their old movies.
Let's see. Total reviews... 39, 3 fresh, 36 rotten.
So we got a lot of work to do, guys.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You could really start to shift the numbers.
Dude, boom.
Yeah.
That thing would be like, people like, it's a goddamn gem. And then all the fucking hipsters would be like, yeah, it's the greatest movie ever. Oh, it's been fantastic.
Yeah. And then we could make fun of them. We could show them.
Then it'll be so popular, Sony or Fox will bid for the rights to make a sequel starring both of them again.
Ooh.
Yeah, welcome, Rob Schneider.
This is a bad thing. This future is into something very, very bad.
Yeah, fuck nobody them. I don't care.
We don't use our powers for good here.
Yeah.
You're right. I know
fuck them. We've got enough stuff made by mentioning it and putting it in the ether. We want this one to be done just so we can go like, yeah, we did that. You're fucking welcome.
This is semi-true.
Yeah, that's horrible, too. That's
so
awful.
Cody, what is your number two?
let me build my list again. It's Tremors.
Tremors is great.
I love Tremors.
I love Tremors as well.
I'll watch all of them. I swear it. I watched all of them and the TV show.
Okay, well that's a problem.
You shut your fucking mouth.
But the first one is pretty dope.
First one was awesome. Two. Second one was okay. Third, it's one of those. It's one of those.
Isn't the third one where they
ass
start
blasters
walking around? Yeah, the ass blasters one. And
they evolve.
Around.
Yeah,
that's an awful
ass blasters.
Yeah,
ass blasters. Yeah,
that's the third Tremors movie. The Tremors were like, hey, I can't get you guys because you guys keep figuring out I can't get through solid rock. I'm going to evolve and then just make little me's that can walk around, and then they could shoot fire out of their butts and project them, like shoot themselves at people.
So literally ass
blasters. Yep.
It's very scientific.
It's very.
See, you think that's bad, but then the fourth one they made, which was a direct TV movie, was a prequel that took place in the Old West, and the guy who played Bert, the crazy gun guy, played his own grandfather.
Wasn't he the only constant in all of them? Right?
Yes, he was the only one in all four.
Yeah.
And in the TV show.
I'm surprised they couldn't get Reba McEntire back for part two.
Oh, she was famous at that point. All those TV shows she kept getting on with her name in the title.
Isn't she still doing TV shows?
I don't fucking know. There's
a show called Reba, right?
She used to.
Yeah.
There's like four versions of Reba. So, yeah, I love Tremors a lot. It's Kevin Bacon's second best movie.
What's his first?
Quicksilver.
Hmm.
Not really. It's, no. It's Footloose for sure.
Yeah.
I saw that. Don't saw fucking... Footloose was awful.
No, Footloose was amazing.
Fantastic. Oh, fuck you guys. No, it wasn't.
No, not the one you know of.
No, I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about the Kevin Bacon one. It's a horseshit movie.
It is not a horseshit movie.
Footloose sucks.
No. Thank you.
It sucks.
Clint needs to be on this show more often.
They're going to dance to save their city.
He has Spice World on his list.
Let's dance to save the city, guys.
He didn't dance to save the city.
No, they danced to break, to be rebellious. There's a fucking difference.
He
still sucks.
He fucking, to let off some steam, he did the uneven bars. Like,
no, he punch danced. He punch danced their leave bars. The uneven bars were just part of it.
Yeah.
At least that was more, that was okay to have versus Jurassic Park 2, where that bitch was just a raptor food waiting to get fucking ripped off the fucking bars. I'm
at least, man, no, fuck anybody who likes Footloose. I'm solidly on that movie is awful.
No,
yes,
no.
It is.
No, it's not.
And even taking into consideration the time frame in which it was made, and understanding that you guys were kids when you first watched it, it's still awful. It, you take in all the points of like when and the circumstance around. It's a shit movie.
No, it's not. Because I can go back right now and I can watch that movie and it's still good.
No, soundtrack was fucking amazing.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yes, it was.
Come on.
Yes, it was. Kenny Loggins at his best.
Yep.
Second best. Sorry, second best. Top Gun is his best.
Actually, Top Gun was a visual movie. Danger
Zone. I almost had to punch myself.
Lana!
Lana! Lana! What?
Danger Zone.
We were watching Archer before you started recording, by the way.
Lots of Archer.
Lots of Archer. We're on Vice.
Archer is freaking awesome.
Oh, Archer's fantastic.
When's the new season come out? January?
Seems
like they come out in January.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd say I'd find out saying Comic-Con, but I'm not going, so it doesn't matter.
Right?
You're not going to Comic-Con?
Nope. Didn't get tickets because they fucking suck balls.
Fuck.
It's cool. I've only not missed it in the last 29 years, so it's fine.
I was just going to say, this is your first time ever not going to Comic-Con.
Yep. I went there when I was sick, like the plague sick, which doesn't really matter because they're all disgusting. I got better when I was there, so it was okay.
So are you saying you're responsible for Ebola? It started Comic-Con?
What?
So I went home to Houston?
That's PAX, dummy.
Oh.
Mad cow disease?
What about that?
Throwing stuff out there?
No, because I'm not a cow.
Oh, okay.
That's actually from cows.
If you had a choice of being...
Hey, Clint, what's your number one? Because I'm pretty sure
that question.
Go ahead.
Of being the lead scientist in your field and having mad cow disease, which one would you pick?
What?
You guys don't remember this? You really don't. For all the fucking Harry Carey impressions that you do from Will Ferrell, and you guys don't remember that?
I'm just saying, what field, though? Like, I'm in tech services, so is it like I'm best in tech services field? Yeah,
or mad cow disease.
I was thinking mad cow disease at first, like, oh, it could be fun because you could fuck with people. You shut down restaurants. I was like, yeah, I have the power. But then I'd be sick all the time and I'd probably die. So leader of my field. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
that's good because for a second I was worried you were going to say mad cow disease.
It was close though. If you would have said mad cow disease with as much money as I could possibly handle, I'd be like, oh, fucking mad cow disease. That's obviously a thing that's going to happen.
Did any humans get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box,
did people die?
Almost died. Almost went out of business because of it.
Yeah.
People die from mad cow disease?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was Salmonella Jack in the Box.
That was the second time.
Jack in the Box, not a good track record with keeping you safe.
I just said, I mean, how could you tell the difference when you eat there?
Tacos.
Well, the taco's not real meat, so.
I've had the taco.
Yeah, he's really going to whisk mad cow disease for 99 cents. Two tacos.
Two possibilities.
Not one taco for 99. Two fucking tacos.
Unless you're Monster Tacos, then it's only one for 99 cents.
That's a ripoff, by the way. Don't ever fall for that, kids.
Right. Well, they stuck cheese in it. Fuck you. So, Clint, what's your number one?
Would you like some honorable mentions before I hit the number one?
Nope. Yes. We'll go off the. Oh, yeah. Sure. Let's just beef this up.
Okay. So, anything made by Steven Seagal, that's an honorable mention.
Yeah. You son of a bitch.
It is true.
I don't want you on this podcast anymore.
I keep
swaying. You're all over the place here.
You won his favor, then you lost it. Go ahead.
So, all right. So, Starship Troopers is another one, but my all-time...
I love Starship Troopers.
He's already left.
I love it, too. All right. So, all-time favorite guilty pleasure is Battlefield Earth.
Oh.
I fucking love that movie.
So, I knew this was going to come up.
That's awful.
And this is exactly the reason I thought of this topic, because this is the one person in the United States.
I'm the one person.
Besides Barry Pepper that still remembers that fucking movie. Barry Pepper. Barry Pepper's got two things going for him. One, he got Jericho back on the air. And two, he made Battlefield Earth. And he's not a Scientologist. That's like surviving the Holocaust. Basically. Really. I mean, it is.
How many people here have actually seen that movie?
I saw that shit in theaters.
I have not seen it, and I know that's a bad movie.
I've seen it.
Dustin and I read the book.
You actually read the book?
The book's fantastic.
Really?
That's more embarrassing than mentioning that you like Spice World. That's horrible.
You mentioned you like Spice World, not me.
No one else made that.
Like Spice World. You read the book and saw the movie?
Yes. Because the book is nothing like the movie. So read the book. This is before you learn the lesson that movies never live up to the books. Because when I was younger, I didn't really like reading books because
you had movies.
They didn't have pictures. So I read comics, obviously. Like, that's a thing.
You have tons of
And then, so we're like, Dustin read it. He's like, dude, it's super awesome. So I read it. I was like, dude, these guys are that's super fucking badass. Let's go see this movie. Fucking horseshit of a movie. Like, so much so, I don't even own it. That's how bad that movie is. I own Stealth. And it's the right fourth Indiana Jones movie that Joe keeps telling me exists.
It does exist.
Oh, yeah,
ask
watch.
Him how many copies of the Goonies.
You have the crystal skull above your TV in the den. No.
That came with the came with the movie. It's just the.
I need to see this.
It's in the other room.
Oh,
can't get it right now. I have Indiana Jones whip and hat on a crate over there.
Oh, what? I haven't stolen that yet? Damn
it,
I meant to.
I'll punch you in your dick.
Cody, what's that? Mike,
all
grab
77
it.
Inches of it. We were making fun of Battlefield Earth. Yes, I saw it. We saw it in theaters.
How many people were in the theater with you?
Oh, it was busy. It was like four or five of us.
Were some of them staff?
No. I don't know. They weren't in uniform, so I guess they were patrons. But that was the time when, Clint might remember, Regal Cinemas, we call it Kevorkian also. It was like the first like dollar theater ever we really had in El Cajon.
Oh, yeah.
And they used to do double features for $5.
Why'd you call it Kevorkian?
Because the name you couldn't pronounce and was right next to a Kevorkian clinic.
Oh.
Yes.
Like, when I say next to it, there's a street and then right here was Kevorkian's clinic.
Okay.
Yeah. He had them all over San Diego. So we called it Kevorkian Theater because no one could pronounce the name and no one could remember because it changed like every other weekend.
Fair enough.
But we used to go there for because you could watch a double feature for $5. And I'm not saying you pay $5 and you just go to the next movie. You literally can watch two movies for $5 and they give you a soda and a popcorn.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the best
thing. That's pretty awesome.
Super cheap and super dope.
I'll tell you a story. And I think I told this before, but I don't think I did on the show. I went there and watched Call the Conqueror with Kevin Sorbo.
Nice.
And, wait for it, Barbed Wire. Same day.
Wow, they were still in theaters at the same time?
That's a bad day, dude.
No. See, what happens is they would take movies and then play other ones that were, like, past movies.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know how Cole the Conqueror starring Hercules, you know, Kevin Sorbo, and, the shit-tastic movie that was Barbed Wire, which, by the way, they're working on a remake.
I know.
Like playing together. That image just made me throw up my mind.
Was that like a choice? Like, oh, they're playing these two movies back to back, or was it just like surprise?
When you
walk up,
they list a time, like they list the theaters and the times, and whenever you were there, you pick the time and you get to watch those two movies. So we would get dropped off, because remember that's the time where we weren't old enough to drive. And I'd be like, oh, Cole the Conqueror, because I like Hercules, right? I mean, who doesn't like Hercules?
Yeah.
I've never seen Barbed Wire. Why should that be a thing? So we were like, yeah, that one starts right now. We'll watch that. We got our money back, and I'll tell you why. Not because Barbed Wire is that bad. But during the middle of Cole the Conqueror, all of a sudden, this little orange spot showed up in the corner.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden, the audio went away, and the picture froze. And Ken Sorbo's face just melted away. And I was like, did he open the Ark of the Covenant? Because he just did Nazi melty face for no reason. Then all of a sudden this, like, you know, pizza-faced kid comes in and goes, oh, excuse us, but the movie broke. We're like, we don't know what that is because this never happened before. We're like, what? You can break a movie? Like, that's never been a thing. So a manager came in, gave us free passes, and then gave us our money back and said, you guys can hang around. We'll put another one on, or you can just, you know, go. We had no rides, so we were like, guess what we're watching?
Barbed wire.
Yep. So they started barbed wire, and then by the time barbed wire was over, they had fixed Cult of Conqueror, and we watched that shit again. It was only like 25 or something minutes into Cult of Conqueror. It's like right after he got married.
Yeah.
To that bitch from Wayne's World.
Okay.
And I was like, so I really want to know what happened. Because like last time I saw, he was getting poisoned. I was like, what's going to happen?
Cliffhanger.
You sons of bitches.
I remember when...
Cliffhanger. Good movie or bad movie?
Good movie.
I fucking hate the beginning though. Makes me sad.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Oh, yeah, the way it begins, and he's, no. Yeah.
And they did an amazing job in Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
The raccoon.
I went, when I was younger, we had a theater that would do the double features all the time. It was the older one in town. And I remember one time, for like $2, we watched, the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah, pay attention to the show.
Oh, okay.
By the way, we can see your phone on the camera.
Cody will remember. You remember Black Mask?
Yeah, dude with fucking Jet Li.
Yeah, we watched Black Mask followed by Trippin'. You remember Trippin'?
What?
Why would that be a thing?
I don't know. I didn't know what either movie was, but it was the double feature that was playing, and we would just always watch those double. And they had no fucking connection to each other, like, not at all. But yeah, I remember that was one of the most memorable double features I ever seen, because Black Mask was crazy and it was dubbed over. I can't remember if that one was subtitled or dubbed, because
might have been both.
Yeah,
because a lot of times back then they used to do that because people were like,
and then Trippin' was awful, but
Trippin' was really bad.
What was Trippin'? I don't think I've
heard. Turk was in it.
Yeah, Turk was in it.
I pulled it up. There's two people that you'd not expect to see in a movie that are in this movie: Fat Boy Slim, and Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trippin' was ridiculous.
And like I said, Turk was in it, too.
On paper, that didn't even work out.
No.
And they're like, yeah, that's fine. We'll just make it. We got money.
I believe Turk was coming off of... I keep saying Turk. Donald Faison. I believe he was coming off of the success of Clueless right about that time. Or it was either right before or right after Clueless. But he started getting like movie parts here and there. But he was picking bad movies.
Hey, we need a funny black guy. What are you doing? You seem white enough.
Hey, Turk. Come here. That was a great double feature.
Calling him Turk before he was Turk.
Joe, do you have a double feature story?
The only double feature that I can think of that I've done, I've told on here before, and it's an awesome, again, just a mishmash of movies. My friend Chris and I went to see, I believe it was Spider-Man 2 and Men in Black.
Makes sense. I remember you telling that story.
Yeah.
Is it Chris that listens to the show, Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris.
And then after the first movie, we stepped out for a second and then tried to get back in. And the person at the front was like, no, you can't come back in. This movie was at this time. And we were like, but it's a double feature and the next movie's about to start. We need to, like, and there's people behind us sitting there going, yeah, it's a double feature. We're all trying to get back into the theater. Just let us back in.
Let's fucking riot. Oh,
shit.
They eventually let us back in, so we sat through Men in Black, I think that was the second movie. Yeah. So that's the only double feature that I can think of right now.
Two good ones.
Clint, it's two good ones,
yeah.
Sorry?
I don't, but I want to know Mike's number one.
Mike, what's your number one?
What's your number one?
He had to change it because he stole Spice World from him.
Yeah.
So runner up?
My number one, and this is not indicative of how much I enjoy it, but it's just indicative of how much I know you guys are going to be like confused, but I've actually brought up this movie a couple times before. Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
Oh,
every time it's on, I end up watching it because Michael Douglas makes me laugh so much in that movie, being the creepy old man ghost that keeps hitting on everybody.
Have you seen the Dennis Leary version of it?
No, what was that?
There's another version of that?
No,
it's called Dog.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you should look it up sometime. Basically same premise, but no one's dead yet.
Oh, see, yeah, this one, obviously a twist on Christmas Carol.
Yeah. But with bitches.
But with chicks. So it's Matthew McConaughey and he's like this player guy. It's like typical. It starts off real typical, like any other romantic comedy, but then like it gets like kind of raunchy with its jokes, like way more so than other ones, and it makes me laugh a lot. And then Emma Stone's in it; she's pretty funny. I really like Emma Stone, so
she was really young in that too.
Yeah, well, she was playing even younger. She was playing like his first girlfriend. It was like the first girl he ever made out with in like junior high.
In the past, not like recently.
Yeah. And then like I said, Michael Douglas is his uncle who raised him, but he was like a real ladies man, like old school, like
ladies
like
man.
Playboy kind of dude. And he's filthy as hell in the movie. Like his jokes are way over the line. And then he even hits on the young Emma Stone in it at one point.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, it's super creepy. It makes me laugh every time. But yeah, every time I'm flipping through, and like I'll find it on like TNT.
Really?
If I'm not like watching anything else, I'll always end up watching like the last 15 minutes of it, because that's like the funniest part.
Hopefully it's a basketball.
Yeah, probably will. TNT. It's TNT.
Yeah. It'll lead into Charles Barkley and Shaq not making any sense on a pregame show.
Terrible.
Yeah. In a way, yeah, Art's ball with the shoes, and it's never going to go in. He's not going to get his stock options. That was my impression.
That was pretty good.
But and I know it's a bad movie, and it's cheesy and corny, but every time
I don't even think I've heard of it. So
you've heard of it.
I may have.
Yeah, you see it. When you like see it, you'll be like, oh, I've seen that one around.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what's your number one guilty pleasure movie?
My number one guilty pleasure movie is Street Fighter.
The first
Street Fighter.
Not the Legend of Chun-Li.
Chun-Li one. The first Street Fighter.
Wait, is that the Jean-Claude
with
Van Damme
the Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yep.
Holy shit.
I love that movie. Yeah, I remember seeing that movie in theaters.
And for you longtime listeners,
we did an episode on it.
We did a torture theater on that. And
I enjoyed every minute of
Joe it. Joe did thoroughly enjoy it.
Watched an hour and a half of a movie with Joe's erection.
Yep.
So
did Joe pick that movie for torture theater?
No.
No, I did.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was unbeknownst to Mike, Joe fucking loves that movie.
Yeah, I had no idea that he was super into it.
He thought, no one can actually love this movie. Jean-Claude Van Damme doesn't even mention it anymore. Joe's like, yeah, nobody. Secretly, I love it.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I love it.
Says the guy who owns it.
The fight scenes are
I own it on VHS somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
But do you own a VHS player?
And actually, my parents still have some. Okay, but I remember when we went and saw the movie, I went with my dad. They gave out trading cards.
Yeah.
And I still have them.
That's pretty dope.
Yep. That's awesome.
I think Clint just passed out.
Did Clint just lose connection? Nope.
Poor connection.
You're back.
But anyway, I mean, I know it's a crappy movie, but for me, I kind of love the fact that it doesn't start out with them all being like their personas in Street Fighter. It literally just kind of slowly devolves into that.
They were really thinking sequel.
Totally.
I don't care.
They planned a sequel.
But besides Van Damme unable to speak proper English like he should for
or
American. Belgianese.
Didn't he have red hair in that too?
It was supposed to be blonde, but it didn't go dark enough. Or light enough, I should say.
But I mean, you can't say that the actors who played the roles didn't at least look right. Because I know the guy who played Ken couldn't do karate worth
Yeah, we detailed
shit.
That very well. Cause
the only one that didn't look like their actual character was Blanca.
Blanca still tried.
Rolled up?
Yeah. Because you can't get a person.
No,
he
never did his famous move in that.
Yeah.
No.
In fact,
horseshit, right? Like he didn't even shock anybody or anything. Yeah. Bite nobody.
I'm trying to think how many
shock a guy and ran him into the. But
only really Bison and Guile like really did their signature moves.
Wasn't that Homeboy's last movie too?
Ryu did the.
Hadouken,
but it was like to a guy's chest. He didn't see.
And
a
it's not. Yeah, it's not a fireball thing. So I guess we can still count that. But yeah.
What were we saying, Mike?
That was the main bad guy. That was his last movie, right? Like he was a well-respected actor.
Oh yeah, he was a well-respected
actor. Yeah,
because
he played in the Addams Family movies.
Well, yeah.
No, he was still. I'm spacing out on his name.
Raul Julia.
Yeah.
That's kind of shitty that's the movie he went out on. kind of feel bad for him a little bit.
Oh, that's right. That was, he like died a couple, like, right months after later. That, right? Yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that.
No Addams Family 3.
Ugh. Oh, damn.
Dang it.
Oh, well. Oh, that's right. It's Jennifer Garner was the other person in Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
Okay, and yeah. Cody?
You remember that movie, right, Joe?
I remember seeing the poster, yeah, now. That's all it, yeah,
is. I showed him the picture, Clint.
Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
Clear up.
Raul, Julia.
Michael Douglas is hilarious. What else in movie? It. No.
Yeah, it's...
It's awful. Yeah,
yeah, it's a bad movie.
Mike loves it, though, so it's fine. Guilty pleasure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves.
You guys. You fucking dudes.
So Clint will enjoy this one that I'm about to say. The guys, I think I made you sit through it. I don't know if you stayed. It is Sylvester Stallone's second best movie of all time.
Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, I love Oscar.
Yeah. After sitting through it was actually pretty funny and enjoyable.
I fucking love that movie.
I didn't watch it with you guys. I've seen it many times on my own, though.
I love that movie. So much so, when a certain special guest, Clint, came out for Christmas time, he didn't want to play the DVD, so I bought it on iTunes. So I own two versions of that movie, and I'm pretty okay with it. You want low definition? I got low definition. You want low definition digital? I got that too.
Is there an HD of it?
It says it's an HD.
Not quite HD. Okay.
I think it's like the bottom is HD quality that you can get.
Yeah. It's like
higher definition.
So you know there's 720p, there's 1080p. This is 719p.
Like, hey.
It's almost there.
Here's the D. Seven even on the fast moving action parts.
Because there's so many of them.
Right?
But Red from that 70s show, which is awful, was in it. I can't ever remember his name.
That 70s show is awful, or that?
That 70s show. I hate that
Red's
show.
Red's funny.
Red's hilarious.
I thought the show was pretty
I didn't like it
funny.
Remember when Red was like a psycho killer in RoboCop?
Yeah. And then he got
beat. That's how I
choose to remember him.
Yeah.
He actually was an actor that I'm surprised, like, I know him mostly from that 70s show, but then I go back in time and I watch like one of my favorite Star Trek movies, which
you
is the, 88
miles an hour in your DeLorean and go back in time.
Exactly. I'm forgetting which one it is. Anyway, he plays the Klingon Chancellor. No. It's one of those things where you're just sitting there going, it's Red. Is he going to shout that he's going to kick somebody's ass in a second here?
Was that in
Undiscovered Country?
Is that Undiscovered Country?
Yeah, I think it was Undiscovered Country. Or,
yeah. Because what was the one with Tom Hardy?
That was Next Generation. That was Nemesis. Yeah,
Nemesis.
That was way after.
I love that movie. Because
I'm talking
too.
About the original series of Star Trek.
Tom Hardy was a clone of Jean-Luc Picard. That blew your mind. Dude, I thought you just went through a Nepal a minute ago. What happened? Oh, he adjusted everything. Too soon?
I just moved.
Yeah, that might have been.
Oh, Clint, I have a movie you need to watch the trailer for when you get a chance. As soon as we're done.
Oh, you know what you don't need to watch the trailer for, though? Supergirl.
Oh, yeah, don't watch that. We'll get that in a minute.
Yeah.
Supergirl? I know how much you hate sharks, right? And I know how much you hate flying.
Oh, you fuck. I'm hanging up.
So you should watch a movie called Sky Sharks. Sky Sharks.
No.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Sky Shark. Fuck sharks. Fuck it.
It's not as bad as Sharknado.
Fuck it and fuck you. That's bullshit. I'm not watching that.
But it's awesome. It's got Nazi zombies in it.
Ooh.
See?
Right?
Yo, turn
you
it
got
around.
Them back.
I won't mention that Australia has freshwater sharks.
The Nazis are on the moon.
Oh, Iron Skies?
Iron Sky?
Yeah, I made him watch that when he was here, too.
That was awesome.
Then we watched all the fucking trailers for the second one that's still not out. Oh, fucking Lizard Hitler on a fucking T-Rex. How is that not a movie already? Like, who didn't think of that already?
I think because of the things you just said is probably why it's not a movie.
Oh, it's
already.
Too genius beforehand? I get you.
Right.
It's ahead of its time.
Yeah.
We're finally in time of history that we can have Lizard Hitler on riding a T-Rex.
The thing.
That
it's
winks
rough.
At people.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'm looking at...
We watched... Did you pull up the Supergirl trailer? Don't
no,
play audio.
I'm looking at the Sky Shark IMDb.
Yes.
And there's 7 pictures on IMDb for Sky Shark.
Yeah.
One of them is a topless woman.
Yeah.
Really?
And a guy in a green suit.
It's from production.
This is not going to be made. This is too horrible. But
it's on Kickstarter, actually. Where's my stuff
at? I'm going to crash Kickstarter then. I don't want this to happen.
Oh, I totally want this to happen.
No. They're like they're trying to do like the whole Sharknado thing or Sharknado, right?
Yeah, Sharknado.
Yeah,
the whole dumb... It's sharks in space or...
Well, no, it's sharks in the sky.
Sharknado 3 is sharks in space.
Yeah, all right.
It's sharks in the sky with...
Sharks, I hate sharks. With, fuck sharks.
Come
fuck
on.
You.
Zombie Nazis fuck. Riding sharks with bombs underneath them? Oh, that really
is.
She's full on topless.
Eaten by the sharks?
What?
Will the Nazis be eaten by the sharks?
No, they ride the sharks.
They ride the sharks. Think of the way... Because I haven't seen the trailer yet, but it was explained to me as... The zombies ride them Flash Gordon style.
Remember Flash Gordon? Remember the little speeder bikes they had? It's the exact same thing, but put a weaponized great white shark that's like half the size of a 747. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic.
I hate sharks.
Yeah, they're awful. But amazing.
You know what's good about sharks? Nothing.
Do you know what's good about sharks? That there's freshwater great whites in Australia that swim up rivers.
Of course that would happen in Australia.
Yep. Fuck Australia.
Can we change subjects?
Yes, we can. Supergirl, the trailer came out today.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up.
It's awful. Don't play the audio because I'm not paying for that.
I won't play the audio.
Just mute that shit.
They're like, we're going to make money by suing these people. Let's do it.
Go ahead and we'll talk about some other stuff while you watch it and just realize that we have you on video. If you try to commit suicide, I will call your mom.
You can't stop me.
All right, I'm muted.
It's from Double Team.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes, no. We can hear you.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. It's a long. It's long. It's like a. It's
it was
like
a good few minutes. Yeah,
it's like 8 minutes.
Was it 8 minutes?
Yeah,
it's okay. The 8 minutes of my life I'm never getting back.
And you've watched it twice now, haven't you?
No, that was my first time I watched it.
Oh, that was the first time you watched it.
Here's the thing.
Is it a TV show?
It will be. Yeah.
Here's why I'm pissed about it. When I heard about it, I was like, kind of iffy.
Right.
Then I saw that costume when they released the still. I was like, that's a pretty dope costume. Like, it looked really cool. I was like, okay.
And it's spot on for the character.
Maybe if they take this the style that CW's taking their superhero shows, maybe this could be good. I kind of got excited about it. Then I watched the trailer, and it plays like
Birds of Prey.
Well, a little bit of Birds of Prey, but even more of like the non-superhero, like high school girl drama kind of TV shows. Like, I don't want to do this anymore, blah, blah, blah. And like asking other girls like what to wear. I'm like, you're a goddamn superhero. Like, why is this show about this?
Yeah.
Pretty shitty. I was pretty upset about it. If they would have played it straight, dude.
Rightfully so. Awful bullshit garbage.
If they would have just played it straight, I think it could have been cool. But no, I had to dumb it all up because it's CBS.
Yep.
I'm going to tweet Mark Maron right now and ask him to be on the show.
Mark Maron?
Yeah. I'm going to tell him if he's on our show, I'll be on his show.
That's a good trade-off.
He's in. There's no doubt. He's in.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, his show debuts tomorrow, season 3.
Does it?
Premieres.
Yeah, that should be fine.
I'm not familiar. What show are you talking about?
Maron?
His podcast?
It's called Maron.
Well, his TV show, Maron.
I'll be on both.
On IFC? You've not seen the TV show?
I have not seen it.
The first two seasons are on Netflix. It's...
Okay.
It's like Louie. It kind of feels like Louie a little bit.
Funny.
But I think it's funnier than...
Really?
Yeah. It's not as depressing. Like, yeah, he's still in, like, funny. Awkward...
Louie's pretty fucking depressing.
Yeah, he's still in, like, awkward, tenseful... like situations, but it plays a little bit more lighthearted and it's hilarious. But seasons one and two.
I'm at the part where she's running down an alley and trying to fly.
Yeah.
And she's like jumping. I could jump higher than that. I mean,
It doesn't make sense because she's trying to fly, but they already showed a picture of her flying.
Well,
I don't think that was her.
I thought they said it was her.
No, it was Superman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because the guy got famous off of the first picture of Superman. It's not because
it did have a cape in it, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And they didn't give her a cape until most of the way through the trailer, and then they gave her an official cape at the very end. There.
Can I stop watching this, please?
Yeah, you can stop. It's awful.
Thank God.
But it has those flashes of like it seems like it could be like
it shows like a cool action sequence with good graphics, and you're like, oh, but then it goes back to. Her crying and asking like another girl telling you, I need you to fly. Like, when they said that, I was like, God damn.
And then they start playing that music.
Yeah, that, I think it's Katy Perry, right? Like they started playing Katy Perry.
You would know.
It's that music that
just I don't like
chick,
this view.
Straight chick music. It's
we got Clint chest. Cleavage. We got Clint Cleavage. Yeah.
Oh, I know this guy. Yeah, I like this guy.
Yeah, Marc Maron.
Maron. I just found Maron on Netflix.
Yeah,
yeah. First,
it flies by too because it's only I think 12 episodes each, and it's you know half hour shows, so it's a good binge watch. You can bang it all out in a day.
I'm good at the binge watching,
and the banging,
and the banging it out,
all in one day, not at the same time. Can't multitask.
Can't focus on TV while banging.
I still have not watched the entire season of Daredevil.
Neither has Joe.
Neither have I.
You are further than Joe.
What episode are you on?
He just got the suit.
Oh, so you're like right there at the end.
At the end.
I'm on episode 2.
Oh, okay.
And I will admit...
What do you think so far?
Oh, I love it.
It's fucking amazing.
Fucking amazing. Absolutely amazing show. I can't wait to watch more of it. And I will
apparently
admit,
you can. Because
I can't wait to watch more of it.
You obviously can, because you had a long time so far.
Hey, there was school that had to finish up, and that finished up last week.
So that means you were able to wait. That means you're a fucking liar.
I metaphorically.
Fair enough.
Can't wait to watch the rest of it. And like I said, especially the second episode really gets you in the allergies. The relationship that they developed between him and his dad when he was younger. Oh my god, rough.
It's the kid, super rough. The kid actor is so goddamn good. Usually kid actors
really
are garbage,
yeah.
But the kid actor is so good in it.
Yeah. Especially playing blind. Yeah. I mean, just being a kid actor is a disability of itself. But having to play a blind kid actor.
Disability being a child again?
Child actor. There's very few, I mean, think about it. There's very few child actors that can actually pull off being an actor.
Oh, if you stop right before that last part, I'm like, there's plenty of them. I've seen them.
No, I just mean that are actually
child
good.
Child actors and twins because of some laws where you can only work for so
long.
Yeah,
when you're under a certain age, you can only work a certain amount of hours a day. So they'll bring in twins so they could slave them out longer.
That's why you have Full House had the twins.
I think this is one kid because he's a little bit older.
He's probably like 10.
And he's not in it a whole lot.
Yeah, he's not in a lot. So, and I doubt
he's
gonna
old
be
enough
in
not to be child slavery. Basically, what you're saying.
I think so.
And technically, if it's on the Netflix, there's like TV laws don't really. Plus, we only
film
in Taiwan. So no, they film.
Do they still have to
Canada.
Apply to,
Canada? So yeah.
On Netflix.
What was that?
Like there's union rules for everything.
Yeah.
Showbiz and Netflix.
They have to be eligible for things like Emmys.
Do they really care?
They blew up because of House of Cards winning a bunch of them.
Yeah.
All right, so I said Marc Maron. I got a deal for you. You be on my podcast, I'll be on yours. What do you say, yes? So I'm going to send him. Send.
Expect to fuck you.
If I get a response at all.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't his podcast called...
He's all, stop texting me.
What the fuck?
Tom York.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, WTF with Marc Maron.
Tom York.
That's funny.
Tom York from Radiohead. Is a nipple eye.
Yeah.
Nipple eye.
Yeah, I can't see it.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's a good thing to bring up on the podcast, Cody.
Something visual on the audio podcast is
look it up.
Good.
Cody does it all the time.
Here, I'll retweet it so you fucks can see it.
Starts laughing, then you're like, you have to try and explain it. It's a tattoo of a guy with a nipple for his eye.
That's Tom York.
Did we get
Tom
to
York.
Cody's number one, guys? We did, right?
Yes.
Yes, it was Oscar.
Did we get to your number one? What was your number one, Clint?
Battlefield
Earth.
Battlefield Earth. That's right.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's so bad, I blocked it out.
I know you don't listen to the podcast.
No, don't do
but
that.
But you could
don't
at least pay attention while we're recording it.
That movie was so bad, I blocked it out for a second time. That's how bad
movie
was.
It's that bad.
It's pretty bad.
Clint would know.
It's really bad. But I enjoy it for... I love bad movies. I've said that before.
Oh, I love bad movies too. I just like
he doesn't like that bad
that
movies,
bad movie.
No. It's comically bad. It's that's why I love it.
It's almost beyond comic. It's so bad it goes beyond funny. You
there's
laugh
costume,
because you can't believe
bad
it.
Plot. There's plot.
Well,
holes,
when a movie's bad and it's aware of it being bad and cheesy, it could pull it off. But when a movie's trying to be a legit hit and it's that bad, it's just so painful to watch.
With their lifted shoes and bad Klingon haircuts. Yeah, that's
and
rough,
like their mind machine that makes you learn everything in seconds.
Yeah, which is the dumbest thing ever, by
Remember
the way.
That?
Which is not, yeah. by the way, it's different in the book. They only teach you things that like they need you to do. Oh, we need you to build buildings, see how you do it.
There's a part in the movie where they go to an Air Force base and find perfectly working fighter jets that are like, what, 50 years old, 100 years old?
Yeah.
And they're perfectly working. They just turn them on and start flying. Bad.
He teaches K-men who don't know how to read or write how to fly fucking fighter jets.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. Because there's a machine that can teach you stuff. So he pipes in. He learns their language. He's able to type on their weird keyboard. And he types in fighter jets and like teaches these cavemen people how to fly fighter jets.
And like beams of light will go into your eyes.
Nazi zombies on sharks is a better concept than
Literally,
that.
Literally, I'm serious about this. Like I can't stress the fact that this is an actual thing from the movie. Like legitimate.
And they took it very serious as they did it too.
I'm depressed that I know that now.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm going to proceed and forgetting that I know this.
He's going to go home and choke masturbate himself.
No. And then in another 5 minutes, I'll ask Clint what his favorite.
I call that the Kung Fu, the legend continues.
I'm
going
to change it.
I love that TV show.
My new number one will be Glitter next time you ask.
Oh, fuck
Glitter?
You. It's the one with.
No, I know which one it is.
Which one is
I
it?
I haven't seen it.
It's the one with Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, a movie with Mariah Carey because that's. Brilliant idea.
Because it was a thing.
So you guys have a list of your top bad movies. What are the other movies that you had on your list? I'm curious.
I only did the three.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We all know that it takes me a while to try and remember movies that I've even watched and liked. So movies that I've watched and feel as a guilty pleasure, I really will only remember by stumbling across them on TV.
I'm the same way with Van Damme movies that you are with Seagal movies.
Like I love them.
I will watch any Van Damme movie that's on.
Yeah.
And Schwarzenegger.
And
Stallone.
Yeah, but they make much
and
better
And Schwarzenegger
movies.
Stallone movies?
Yeah, that's true. I'll watch any of those movies. I'll watch all of them.
But I love those, too. I don't know.
Watch Escape Plan.
Not very good.
No. That was on my list. Escape Plan was on my list.
But I didn't see, like, Cody got pissed at it. I watched it once, and I was like, it was okay. I won't watch it again, but I didn't get, like, upset. Like, it wasn't so bad to me that, like, I got pissed off at it.
So mad.
Yeah, why would you get pissed off at a movie? I understand.
Because Cody gets like, wait.
To see it.
I get emotionally attached to movies and the thought of movies. And I thought, oh, Sylvester Stallone and Schwarzenegger in a movie together? Fuck yeah. Like, might as well make this, you know, like, I don't know, Demolition Man 2 or, you know, like, anything.
But so much money for a Demolition Man 2.
I don't fucking
Wait,
care.
Was Schwarzenegger in Demolition Man?
No, but he could. Because Wesley Snipes died, so you can't really bring him back. But what you could say is Mr. Freeze got frozen.
Ooh.
And they bring him back.
Crossover and yep. Batman.
Oh, yeah.
That could be our intro into Batman Beyond.
Yep. Stallone is what makes Batman Beyond happen.
Because it's in the future, because they had to freeze him in the past.
And Taco Bell won the fast food wars.
And Dennis Leary
lives in the sewers. And his people eat rat burgers.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll watch any Stallone, Schwarzenegger, or Van Damme movie. All of them. I don't care. I like them all.
Oh, speaking of which.
Fuck Steven Seagal, though.
Poor connection. Hey, Clint.
Clint.
I'm here.
Okay.
I can hear you guys.
All right. So there's a new Steven Seagal movie on iTunes.
There is.
Direct to iTunes now?
Yep.
Ooh, I love Punisher,
oh,
too.
It's gotta be
Sorry.
Horrible.
The Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
I liked it too.
I
wouldn't call it
so
a guilty pleasure. But
it's a horseshit movie.
It's a horseshit movie. They don't mention the Punisher once. Like, it's called the Punisher. They don't mention him as the Punisher once in the whole entire
That's
movie.
Like saying, like, it's
I
like
also,
having a Wolverine movie
I also
where
love,
he doesn't actually call him Wolverine.
And they don't have the skull at all, if I recall right, at all.
It's on the poster.
It's on the poster, but in the movie itself, it's nowhere to be found.
I know Cody knows this movie. I don't know if you two know it, but. A Showdown in Little Tokyo.
Come on, who doesn't know that movie?
I love that movie
I
so
don't.
Much.
You don't know Showdown?
That's Dolph Lundgren and Tommy, not fucking Tommy Lee, Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee?
No
Bruce Lee's
kid.
Son, you know, The Crow.
I know who Bruce Lee's son is, Brandon
yeah.
Lee, yes.
And the one of the best things in that movie is the stand-in boobs for Tia Carrera, because
yeah.
she wouldn't want to be naked.
Ooh. And they're clearly a different shade of person.
Yeah.
Like, they cut to them, like, making out in a hot tub, And then so like they cut
in the body double.
Yeah, they cut to like a white person
with amazing rack. Yeah. And you're like, well, first off, those are way too big to be hers, and I'm pretty sure she's not gonna have pink nipples. Just that's what I'm saying. But they mentioned that Dolph Lundgren has a huge wang in it.
That's like a running joke. Yeah,
through the whole thing.
And what's great about that movie is the martial arts expert is Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
And not... Yeah, oh, it's so good.
Which in real life is funny because Dolph Lundgren doesn't know the karates, but Brandon Lee does.
Yeah. Oh, another great Brandon Lee movie, Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire is not a good movie.
Yeah, fuck you. It's okay. No, it's so not. Good. You ever seen Rapid Fire?
I haven't, but I'm adding it to the list.
Thank you. Watch it. You'll love it.
What'd you say?
I'm looking for the one that Mike was talking about with Dolph Lundgren and Steven Seagal.
No, it wasn't Dolph Lundgren and Steven Seagal. It was just Dolph Lundgren, and it was just called The Punisher.
On Netflix, the only Punisher that I found was the movie with Thomas.
I'm not surprised.
It's because
this one was late 80s, I want to say.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm sure.
Louis Gossett Jr. was in it, so you know it was good.
I'm sure it's on iTunes.
Or as I like to say, that black guy from Iron Eagle.
Or that dude from Digstown.
Digstown. Iron Eagle's another one that, like, the first movie was awesome, and the rest of them were fucking horseshit.
Okay, Nick, I got a question.
Yeah.
What series had a better sequel than the original? Because you know the sequel's usually shit compared to the first one. What movie has been better than the original?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2.
Indiana Jones and Last Crusade.
Yes.
Because it was a sequel.
Terminator 2.
Yeah, but here's a question, though. Was Last Crusade better than Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You go four. Or you go three first. I forgot about that. I still think Raiders of the Lost Ark's a better movie than all of them, but
I mean they're really close to each other.
Ones that pop out instantly is Spider-Man 2, the Terminator 2, and the Dark Knight.
Yes,
that's the three. Yeah, like the instantly.
Dark Knight was way better than.
And Batman Begins was really good, but
not after you watch Dark Knight.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, this movie's rough.
But that was a lot of it had to do with Joker, right?
Well, that movie was very centered around Joker. A lot of centered around Joker. Which really, I mean, any good villain should be focused around a lot anyways.
Scarecrow was kind of shitty in Batman Begins. He was really not very...
It's because he didn't really have powers until the end. He wasn't Scarecrow until the end.
But it really wasn't a movie about him.
It was more
about the League of Shadows.
Yeah.
Obviously, Batman's beginning.
I do like when he got the powers and he's on the horse. And he fucking gassed everybody and he reared up and the fucking flames fired out of the horse. I'm like, well, fuck you. My heart just exploded. So good job. And I shit myself. Boom.
Oh, boy.
Drew Carrera is still making movies.
Of course she is.
She was in Playboy, I think.
Was she?
I think she was. When she's like, what was the one? Like, a lot of actors get old and they don't no longer want to see him in Playboy. She was at that point, she was in Playboy.
Huh.
What was the one with Wesley Snipes? Rising Sun?
Oh,
she had the gimp hand, right?
With Sean Connery?
Yeah, Tia Carrera had the gimp hand, right?
Is U.S. Marshals better than The Fugitive?
No.
No.
But it's good, though. No?
Yeah.
It is good.
I like it better than the original.
No, Fugitive's the best.
Harrison Ford, that's one of Harrison Ford's better movies, mm-hmm. not named Star Wars or Indiana Jones, obviously.
Or American Graffiti. At least I didn't say Air Force
One. Come smack him, please. Joe, smack him. You got long reach. Just smack him once.
Don't fucking slap. I will.
Thank you.
Slap girls. Fight.
Girls?
Ladies, please.
I'm going to fucking email you. I'm going to fucking mail you an actual shoe. I want you to hit yourself in the face with it. Oh, how's your headset, by the way? Looks good.
It does look. It looks really good.
There?
What?
Look away, Cody.
No. I'm looking away.
Yeah.
I am. I'm totally looking at Mike.
I'm sorry.
Right now.
What was your question? We're getting off track.
How's your headset?
It's awesome, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's a really nice gift.
Try my best, unless it's Mike.
I didn't realize why Cody was asking until I realized he wanted.
Well, we haven't had a chance to talk to about
it. It was really a nice gift.
Yeah,
he wanted people to know that he gave you that without saying, "Hey, how's that headset I gave you?"
Actually, I haven't had a chance to talk to him very much about it.
Oh,
and I wanted to know how he liked the headset. He didn't have to mention that I bought it for him. It's a birthday gift. That's all it was.
You knew what you were trying to do, Cody. That's low.
Talk to my friend?
Fishing for compliments.
Come on. Whatever. You're better than that.
No, I'm not.
Right. I think you've multiple times.
What?
All right, thank you, Cody. I said thank you multiple times.
I want to know how you thought of the fucking headset, not to thank you for the presents.
No, thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Cody. Hello?
Oh, you can hear us. You just can't hear Joe.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Turn me off?
Yes, I turned you down.
You really turned
me. That was dickish.
Yeah. Have you not met me?
I have, but that's a new low.
Oh, I turned Eric down. He didn't even know.
Yeah, but you turned him down. You didn't turn him off.
Yeah, you were turned down.
Do we have anything we need to go over for the week?
Fuck no.
All right.
Like, I planned anything. Yeah. I couldn't even get Skype to work.
Yeah, you fucked that one up.
Yeah, you did.
Skype worked great when I wasn't running through the board.
I don't know what that squeal was, though. Is it the board?
Well, we're running through the same board right now with this, so obviously it has to be doing Skype.
Okay.
So, fuck
still
Skype.
Still your fault.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
Huh. Cool. You're a dick. Right. Yeah, so that's it, really.
Mm-hmm.
We're over an hour.
Yeah.
So, Clint, what do you want to talk about next time you come on?
What do you want to talk about next time you come on?
Well, what's the topic?
Well, no, we're asking you. We'll leave it at your feet.
Think of something.
Maybe Star Wars related, because that's my wheelhouse.
Oh, Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
All right, so next time you're on, we'll do top Star Wars movies that don't have anything to do with what you want. I don't know. We can talk whatever.
But don't have anything we'll figure to do with Star Wars.
I was going to say that wasn't in theaters.
But it wasn't in theaters.
But then it only leaves like
Christmas special.
Well, that's not even a movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say the Ewoks movie.
Clone Wars?
Ewoks.
Clone Wars was in theaters.
Clone Wars the animated
movie?
Series.
Yeah.
The movie was in theaters.
But I mean the animated series.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the animated series.
The first one they did, the animated one that led into the series, was in theaters.
Yeah, but the series itself wasn't in theaters.
Anyway, Clint, it was nice having you on.
Thank you for having me on, guys.
And yeah.
Now we wrap it up.
So yeah, comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody, and our special guest was?
Clint.
All right. And as usual, guys, go fuck yourselves.
Yay.